The Canadian Coast Guard gets a new commissioner, CAE appoints two new execs, and meet Vanguard's latest game changers. These are the stories we're reporting on this episode of the Vanguard Podcast. Let's talk about some dark clouds that may be forming over Airbus's fixed-wing Sark contract win. Early in December last year, Airbus secured the contract to provide 16 C-295W aircraft to the Royal Canadian Air Force. The Air Force is looking to replace its fleet of aging Buffalos and CC-130 search and rescue aircraft. It's a sweet deal, estimated to fetch Airbus some $4.7 billion. But there may be some turbulence up ahead for the fixed-wing SAR program. One of the contenders that lost out, Leonardo Aircraft, is asking a federal court to review the decision of the Public Services and Procurement Canada to award this multi-billion dollar contract to Airbus. Leonardo leads the Team Spartan, a consortium that is proposing the Alenia C-27J Spartan aircraft for the fixed-wing SAR program. The C-295W is unfit to safely perform certain key search and rescue tasks and missions required by Canada and should have been disqualified, according to the documents submitted to the court by Team Spartan. Team Spartan is also questioning why the contract was given to Airbus when the original request for proposal clearly stated that the fixed-wing SAR package should not exceed $3.4 billion, including in-service maintenance costs. Airbus's two-phase procurement program comes up to a total of $4.7 billion. The first phase, which involves purchase of the aircraft, simulators, and 11 years of support, is worth $2.7 billion. The second phase, which covers future in-service support, is estimated at $2.3 billion. A spokesperson for Team Spartan told Vanguard they met with Public Services and Procurement Canada in December to gain some clarity about the decision. They did not give us a full response or enough information on how they came to their decision, Mike Plastino told Vanguard. Meanwhile, Airbus defended its aircraft. We are aware of the legal action that has been taken, the company said in an email to Vanguard. The C-295W is fully compliant with the requirements as set out by the government. Go to our site, vanguardcanada.com, and click on the story, Leonardo files legal challenge to Airbus fixed-wing SAR contract. The Coast Guard is getting a new commissioner. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently announced that Coast Guard Commish Jody Thomas will become a Senior Associate Deputy Minister of National Defense effective March 13th this year. Thomas is being replaced by her Deputy Commissioner, Jeffrey Hutchinson. Vanguard congratulates both Coast Guard officials for their well-deserved promotion. But this development means a slight change to the upcoming Shipbuilding Technology Forum. This event, organized by Vanguard, is being held on March 2nd in Ottawa, and Thomas was supposed to be the event's keynote speaker. Hutchinson will now be providing the keynote in Thomas's absence. This is a good opportunity for attendees because they can hear from Hutchinson what are his vision and plans for the Coast Guard moving forward. While we're on the topic of new appointments, CAE recently named two new executives to its Defense and Security Business Unit. Ian Bell was appointed Vice President and General Manager for Asia Pacific and the Middle East, and Marc Olivier Sabourin was appointed Vice President and General Manager of Europe and Africa. Bell has been with CAE for more than 10 years. He previously led the Europe, Middle East, and Africa region. In his new role, Bell will be responsible for the general management and operation of CAE's Defense and Security Business Unit in the Middle East and Asia Pacific. Sabaran has been with CAE for more than 21 years. He has held a variety of senior management positions within engineering, program management, and business development. In his new role, Sabaran will be based in CAE's facility in Stolberg, Germany, where the company has several hundred employees serving the Europe and Africa regions. The latest print edition of Vanguard magazine will be out shortly. As usual, our February-March 2017 edition features the now widely awaited Game Changers section. The Game Changers is our way of recognizing the shakers, movers, and disruptors in the industry. For the upcoming edition, we feature Brent Farrow, founder and president of satellite bandwidth and telecom provider Hunter Communications, Jim Barnes, Director of Global Marketing and Deputy Managing Director of Boeing Canada, and Simone Jacques, President of Airbus Defense and Space Canada. Grab a copy of Vanguard's February-March 2017 issue and find out more about these men and how they are pushing innovation and productivity in their respective companies. Those were just quick takes on some of the stories you'll find in our site. I'd also like to remind you of our upcoming Shipbuilding Technology Forum in March 2nd in Ottawa. This is a one-day conference where you'll find out about the latest technologies being used in the industry and what are the critical marine and shipbuilding issues impacting the space. The conference also presents attendees with the unique opportunity to take part in a meaningful dialogue between industry, government, and military stakeholders. Head over to VanguardCanada.com. This is your host, Nestor Arulliano, saying see you again next week on the Vanguard Podcast.